Hello, my beautiful family. I'm so happy you're here. It's so good to be with you. I hope you enjoyed season 2's kickoff episode with Mackenzie. What a great episode. Today, you just have me, you just get me. But it should be a wonderful and amazing time, and we're going to be talking about goal setting, dream building, trusting God with your future. So it should be a great time. If you're new, hello, my name is Peyton. I'm so happy you're here. Here on the Higher Battle podcast, we talk about Jesus and together walk through the highs and lows of living a life for God. And if you haven't done so already, go ahead and leave a review for our podcast if you have the time and if you feel called to do so. Your reviews help us a ton, help us to know what you want, and also help rank us so other people can find our show. So we appreciate it. So, trusting God with your future, what a loaded topic and question, I think. It has taken many, many years of my life for me to get to the point where I feel like I can trust God with my future. And it's so tough to go through, especially high school and even college, and where the idea and the topic of knowing what you want to do in your life and having it all figured out is kind of thrust upon you. It hurts my heart that high schoolers are freaking out and stressed and have to pick and know exactly what they want to do. And it's a lot of unnecessary stress. So if you are a high schooler and you're listening to this, I want you to know that you do not have to have it figured out all right now. You need to take that time to be able to explore and see what you like, and don't be pressured by feeling like you have to decide everything right now. And the beautiful thing is, you do have the time to relax and not stress over it, because God, first and foremost, has it all figured out. And one little tip, it will surprise you what will happen and what God uncovers when you spend time with Him and you focus on Him when you're trying to find the purpose of your future. This past year has been such a beautiful year of reflection and listening for me and my faith, and it's amazing, and you'll be so surprised how often God speaks to you and how often He is giving you hints and nudges, but all it takes is you to listen. So I think the first step in trusting God with your future is to create space and time for Him, and then to allow yourself to hear, allow yourself to be still. What I do and what I like to practice is I have something on my mind, something on my heart, and I pray over it, and I try to not take any actions until I reflect and leave that space for God to answer. And it's incredible, you guys, how He will answer. And if you leave your mind open to what the answer could be, you're able to hear Him so, so clearly. So when it comes to dreams and goal setting, how do you include God in that? Dreams, it's interesting because if you have a relationship with Jesus, I've felt this before where you feel conflicted because dream building, you have all these dreams, you have all these things you want to achieve, you're excited, maybe you want a house one day, a bigger house, a spouse, like all of these big, huge dreams that you can dream up, but then you almost feel conflicted because you know, well, that might not be God's plan for me. So then you almost have that thought in your brain of, should I even dream? But you guys, dream big. Dream big, but surrender those dreams to God. If you are content in Jesus, if your relationship with Jesus and Jesus gives you joy, then whether you get that huge big dream that you want or not, you're going to be happy. And the other amazing thing is, God has a bigger dream for you and a bigger purpose for you than you can ever dream up yourself. But the thing is, a lot of times, it doesn't look like and it doesn't match up to our dream. So then we're disappointed when God gives you this purpose or this other dream. So I want you to know, live palms open, hands open, surrender your dreams and your goals to God, and allow Him to work and allow Him to show you maybe His will for you aligns with this dream you want, but maybe it just looks slightly different. So if you surrender your dreams and you pray over them, God is able to work with that, and He's able to show you and guide you because you're willing to surrender that. And I want to share a verse with you because sometimes it's discouraging when God has a purpose for you that's different than what you expected. Sometimes, because you guys, hear me out. No purpose is small in God's mind. Maybe you've already fulfilled your purpose. Maybe your purpose was to affect and be a light in someone's life, and that led them to Jesus. Maybe that was your whole entire purpose. But that maybe wasn't the purpose you always imagined. It's beautiful because to God, that was such a big, beautiful purpose. There's no small purpose. So I wanted to remind you and read this verse to you. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. God is always working in you and through you. You are a vessel to him. You are his child. He loves you. And he began a work in you when he made you, when all your sins were forgiven and wiped clean. God began a good work in you, and he will carry it on into completion. So, for those of you who feel like you're living a meaningless life, if your future just, you don't know what's going to happen in your future, you just feel discouraged for your future, know that right now, in this second, as you sit here, God is doing a good work in you and is carrying it on to completion. You may never see that completed work. Maybe it's already completed. But not a single day of your life is wasted. Your future is so important to God. And so I want you to rest in that and reflect on that and remind yourself of that whenever you're feeling discouraged. I also want you to know that if you don't understand what God's doing in your future, if you have all these dreams and goals and nothing seems to line up with them, I also want you to remember this. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. You might be too focused on these goals and dreams you want to achieve, so you're missing what God is trying to show you. So you need to lean in. You need to trust God with all your heart. Lean on God, not your own understanding. And remember and know that no matter what, when you're confused, when you're hurt, when you're lost, he will make your path straight if you let him, if you lean on him. And that is such a beautiful and wonderful reminder. Because you guys, we live in a world of unknowns. The only thing we know, the only thing we can hope in is Jesus. So same thing with everything else, with everything you pray about. Pray over your future and also pray for God to make your path straight. Pray for that clarity. I have things that I'm dreaming about, goals and dreams that I'm not sure if I'll ever get to see or if they're part of God's will, but it's still exciting, and it's exciting to see how he works in that, and he places things on your heart for a reason. But there's things I'm waiting for right now in my life that I am waiting for God's green light. I told God, I'm not doing anything until you tell me I can do this. For example, Higher Battle. It would be absolutely a blessing and incredible for Higher Battle, our social media ministry, just all of my social media platforms, everything like that, for that business to become something that can sustain a full-time job, that I can pour all of my heart and my soul beyond what I'm already doing into that business, and it can become my full-time job. But God has also blessed me with the full-time job I have right now that is amazing and that I love, but I have this urgency and this itch, I call it, to fully pursue Higher Battle with all the attention and heart that I have. So that's something that I'm dreaming about and I would love to happen, but I'm waiting for God's green light. I know that he is making my path straight, that he is doing everything in his power to show me what I need to do, but he has yet to show me. Will he ever? I'm not sure. That's tough. That's tough, right? So there's so many things in my life that I'm waiting for that green light or just wanting to see how he works and moves. And I love my full-time job, so it's so weird. It's weird, but it's part of living a life for God is answering the ways he moves you, answering the things that he places on your heart. But I also wanted you to hear this verse, Proverbs 16, 1 through 4. To humans belong to the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked for a day of disaster. So God is establishing your plans. He's working everything out. So get excited. Create that dream board. Make that list of to-dos, that list of goals. But then surrender it to God and be excited to see how he works in that and how he moves in that. It should be such a fun and exciting process to surrender those things to God and see what he does from there. I also want you guys to remember that you're not going to be able to trust God overnight. Yes, he can soften your heart, he can work miracles, but for me, I've been probably pursuing this close relationship with Jesus for maybe 5 years now. I've known him my entire life, but really started taking our relationship seriously in college. And like I said, just this last year, I was finally able to fully surrender everything and listen to him and be in just a constant back and forth communication with him when before it was so one-sided. So I want you to know that it can take time to get to that place. Am I frustrated sometimes? Yes. But God's answers and God showing up and God healing and working in you guys and just seeing everything he's doing with Higher Battle and just all the ways he's showing up and answering my prayers and is there for me and calms me, that outweighs all the times that I'm frustrated. So I wanted to leave you guys with some tips and tricks on what I do to trust God with my future. So I already told you to create your dream board, to create your list of goals, and to surrender that to God. And when I mean surrender that to God, what I do is I write that out and I pray over it, but then I close it. I close it up. I haven't looked at my goals since I wrote them out. I know what they are, and I am a kind of person that if I fixate on something, then I'm going to become obsessed over it, and that's all I can focus on. So I know what my goals are. You know what your goals are. You don't have to look at your list every day. And in doing so, being gracious with yourself and allowing God to move within those goals and prioritizing, this is what I need to get done. But God, if you've moved me in a different way, then I will do that. So really allowing the space for God to move and the space for God to work throughout your day is going to help you so much. If you wake up in the morning and you're Jesus focused, then if you don't get something done on your to-do list or if you don't get a goal achieved today, then you're going to feel fine. You're still going to feel joyful because you're very Jesus focused. A great way to achieve your goals is if you're continually being with Jesus on a daily basis. I don't know about you, but I'm more calm, I'm at peace, I'm less likely to get frustrated or anxious or annoyed, and it's a lot easier to achieve your goals if you're not annoyed and frustrated and all of the above. Holding yourself to an accountability, but not to the point where you don't get something done on your to-do list and so you think you're a failure. I think if you surrender it, pray over it, allow space to listen to what God is telling you, then you're going to feel a whole lot better instead of saying, if I don't get these things done, then this year was the worst. Because last year I didn't get all my goals done, but last year was a beautiful year because God was so present, because I actually noticed every single year he's so present, and he's present in your future and he's present right now. But you just have to notice. And so I think if you, like I said, you know your goals, you know your dreams, now really watch for God, see how he's working, see where he's present when he's present, and allow him to work, and allow him to mold and shape and erase and edit and add to your goals and to your dream board. I think you'll be so much happier if you lift that weight off yourself. But that is about all I have for this topic. It's a great one. I think we can even do a second episode about this, but I just wanted to pray over you guys, the stress of a future and what it holds and everything like that. I want to end with a prayer. So, dear Jesus, thank you for this space. Thank you for allowing us to be together in fellowship, that this episode reaches all around the world. It's so crazy. You work in amazing ways, dear God. And I just pray that we would surrender our dreams and our goals to you, dear God. That it wouldn't be a weight. It wouldn't be something that is constantly nagging at us. That we would know that you establish our steps, dear God. You make our path straight and you complete a good work in us. That we can be flexible, that we can allow you to mold and change our goals, dear God, that we would look to you in all things, and that we would be excited to see how you want to collaborate with us, that we would be excited to see how you want to work with us, and that we would be always motivated and excited for the future, never fearful, never anxious, dear God. And we love you and we thank you for each new day. And we pray this and we surrender this to you and we trust you with this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you guys so much for joining me for another episode. You guys are amazing. If you'd like to keep up with us, join our community, women. We have a new Facebook group that I have linked down below. Go ahead and join that for just prayer, community, support, encouragement, everything like that. But I will be with all of your beautiful faces next Wednesday. We have the lovely Hope with us, so get excited for that. All right, see you guys.